Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Ollie Bijma. Batting second. The first baseman, Rip Radcliffe. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Larry Rosenthal. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting second. The right fielder, Merle Hoag. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Joe Gallagher. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sam Harshaney. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Christman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Kennedy. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Vern Kennedy. And now, play ball. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bijma moves to third. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic takes first base on ball four. Radcliffe moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman fields it and throws to second for the out. Bijma scores. Radcliffe moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Radcliffe scores. Appling moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal takes first base on ball four. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bijma settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons strikes out. Two outs. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bijma takes first base on ball four. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe takes first base on ball 4. Bijma moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher takes first base on ball 4. Clift moves to second. Sam Harshaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshaney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clift scores. Gallagher moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a fly ball into right field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball towards left. Walker settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Walker. Gallagher scores. Harshaney goes all the way around to score. Kennedy moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-2, Browns. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling can't make a play. That's a base hit. Kennedy moves to third. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0-for-1 in the game. Hogue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Appling takes first base on ball 4. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Appling moves to second. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Appling moves to third. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Appling scores. It's White Sox, 3, Browns, 3. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lobbs. The throw from Tresh and he is out, Bijma applying the tag. Two outs. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Clift takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gallagher hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bijma hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Hefner fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Harshaney for a passed ball. Bijma moves to second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Radcliffe takes first base on ball 4. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Krivic strikes out. There goes Bijma. The throw from Harshaney and Bijma is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Sam Harshaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshaney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harshaney hits a fly ball towards left. Walker settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Walker. Harshaney moves to second. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-1 in the game. Christman hits a line drive towards the mound. Lyons reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bijma fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harshaney moves to third. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hefner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harshaney scores. Kennedy moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Browns. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoag is called out on strikes. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bijma scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Appling strikes out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Walker. The throw from Harshaney and he is safe. Walker steals second. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Rosenthal hits a fly ball into center field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNair is hit by the pitch. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. Tresh hits a fly ball into center field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 2 in the game. Lobbs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Clift hits a pop-up towards third. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a fly ball into center field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bijma hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gallagher. Bijma reaches second base with a double. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bijma moves to third. 2 outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Sam Harshaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshaney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Harshaney hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 2 in the game. Christman hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bijma scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Appling takes first base on ball 4. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rosenthal takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoag hits a fly ball into right field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bijma scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Hank Steinbacher pinch hits for Mike Tresh. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher takes first base on ball 4. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lyons bunts towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Hefner covering, for the out. Steinbacher moves to second. 1 out. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Bijma hits a line drive into center field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Steinbacher moves to third. 2 outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steinbacher scores. It's White Sox, 4, Browns, 4. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Norm Schluter now catching. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lobbs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Clift bunts towards third. McNair fields it and throws to first for the out. Lobbs moves to second. 1 out. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Sam Harshaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshaney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Harshaney hits a line drive into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Walker hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Lobbs. Walker reaches second base with a double. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Rosenthal hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-4, White Sox. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norm Schluter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schluter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of lobs. Schluter reaches second base with a double. McNair goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4, White Sox. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lyons takes first base on ball 4. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Bijma hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schluter scores. Lyons moves to second. It's 8-4, White Sox. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lyons moves to third. Bijma moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Sullivan pinch hits for Mark Christman. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive towards the mound. Lyons reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Grace pinch hits for Vern Kennedy. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bijma fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-4 in the game. Hoag hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and St. Louis Browns, 4. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.